Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm Neva Roney. Today, I'm joined by Stacy Davis, Executive Director of Sumner County's Economic Development Commission. We're also here with Rick McNary, founder and consultant for Shop Kansas Farms. Stacy and Rick, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
For this episode, we're talking all about a hyper-local food hub in Caldwell, Kansas. The Border Queen Harvest Hub is a community-based approach that creates economic opportunities for farms and ranches by establishing a physical system of production, processing, and distribution for local food that can be purchased by local, regional, and national consumers. Starting out here, Stacy, could you give us an overview of your role and how that carries into what the Border Queen Harvest Hub does?
Sure. So as the executive director for Sumner County Economic Development, my role is to utilize various tools to stimulate economic growth while maximizing the best interests of the communities of Sumner County. As a partner organization to the Border Queen Harvest Hub, our role is multifaceted because we provide support services to the Border Queen Harvest Hub, which in turn assists our area producers, processors, and distributors. So it's a win all the way around from an economic development standpoint.
Could you give me an overview of what a food hub is and kind of why they exist?
Sure. So the USDA definition of a food hub is that of a business or organization that actively manages the aggregation, distribution, and marketing of source-identified food products. A food hub exists for several reasons, one of which was when COVID happened, we really got to see why we need them, because they address social, economic, ecological issues, like increasing the availability of healthy food, provide jobs, they help circulate money locally, promote the sustainability development of knowing where your food comes from, which is very important, especially after COVID.
Rick, what would you say is the motivation or was the motivation behind starting Border Queen Harvest Hub?
Actually, Neva, it reaches back to 2011 and a conversation that I had with the then director of food science at Kansas State University, Dr. Kurt Kastner, when he explained to me what a local food system was, made up of production, processing, and distribution. And at the time, he said he was serving on Janet Napolitano's Department of Homeland Security committee, and they were concerned about global terroristic threats to the global food supply system, and that they were very interested in someone who could develop a local system that would serve as a backup or a resilient mechanism. So for whatever reason, that idea jumped inside of me and wouldn't let go. And I began working on it and have continued to. How do you create that local system? And it's a system, and it's a practical physical system of production. So there are a lot of growers, but what often is the weakest point is the processing. Starting in 2011 and watching until 2020 when the pandemic hit, small meat lockers were just disappearing as far as being able to have a commercial kitchen or a cannery for fruits and vegetables. They just didn't exist either. And so the processing component was lacking, and then the distribution was challenging. So I saw opportunities, one of those being a digital hub, that if you're going to have those three things in our culture, especially with the way that social media and our digital lives, you need a digital hub that connects those three things. And then also the entire, how do you create a physical, practical system that's local, that one shores up the other, one builds into the other. So then fast forward to 2020, the night that I had dined on some great beef we purchased from Katie and Craig Carruthers down at Anthony. My wife mentioned that the meat counter was empty that day at the grocery store. I had been writing for Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Living Magazine since 2015. So already 5 years of getting to know the wonderful farm and ranch families of Kansas, and I knew who they were and I knew who sold direct to consumers. So I reached out to them and said, I'm starting this Facebook group called Shop Kansas Farms, and you can put your stuff out there and I'm going to invite friends. And it went crazy. We had 5,000 by the next night, 50,000 in the next 7 days. But the third day into it, I realized I had created that digital hub to connect a local food system, only it was statewide. And so then that gave me the encouragement. It's like, okay, now how do we create it local? So from 2020, when the pandemic hit, and we're now at 168,000 members on Facebook, and then I sold Shop Kansas Farms, Kansas Farm Bureau, but one of the things that I had a real passion for was how do we develop these local harvest hubs? And that's what we've come to know them. And so Caldwell, kind of as we were working out, they raised their hands first and said, you know, we'd like to do something down here. It's called the Border Queen because Caldwell was, back in the days of the cattle drives, it was the Border Queen town along the Chisholm Trail. So they got really behind it and excited. So we started working with them and called it the Caldwell Border Queen Harvest Hub. That's where that all came from. Long answer, but it's taken about 13 years to answer that question.
Well, the best things really do take time then. Stacy, what are the economic implications of having a food hub, specifically in Sumner County?
So the benefits, and that's how I look at it, is the benefits of the food hub include contributing to the local economy through the jobs, supporting the small to medium scale farmers in accessing markets and securing fair prices for their products. You know, food hubs create new marketing opportunities as well. We're able to get a small bee farmer, for example, you know, for their honey, that's all they do, but they only source locally. By being able to have the digital hub, the physical hub, we're able to market that further for them and get outside of a 25-mile region.
Rick, a motivation of the Harvest Hub is to connect consumers with the families who grow and raise food for them. How does that connection happen?
Well, it happens on Facebook. It's one way that it began. As Facebook continued to grow our reach, people were asking for a website and a map. So my wife and I invested in Shop Kansas Farms, started it as an LLC, spent our own money on building a website, having a website built with a searchable map and directory. So that map that's available, just go to BorderQueenHarvestHub.com to find them in the Border Queen area. We've taken the Shop Kansas Farm model and drilled it down into a more hyper-local. And hyper-local, of course, means that food's coming within a 50 or 60 mile radius. One of the concerns I've had about and seen through the years is people offering, so for example, a big store in El Dorado, Kansas offering local peaches and they're from Colorado. Well, darn, you got to drive 7 hours. That's not exactly local to me. I think that the benefit of this is that it connects through our website. It connects through social media. We also have a thing called Market of Farms, where we've learned that a farmer's market, of course, draws people locally, the local vendors or local consumers. We called it a Market of Farms because we suspicioned and found out we were right that there would be vendors from all over the state. And there would also be consumers, not only from all over the state, but all over the region, you know, Oklahoma, Colorado. We got a big following and we got a lot of fans. And so we've set these up. And sure enough, we found out that it's really unique. And the farmers who come, most of them sell out. But the last one we had, some of the local farmers had to run back and get more stuff, more product. So that's another way that we connect them. And then we have town halls, and that's kind of connecting people to the idea and getting to have conversations and building that out. So those are the practical ways. And it's always about practical. You know, you can move things from conceptual. You can talk about how you're going to do it, but we practice, we put it into practice. Another thing that we've yet to develop, but that is an agritourism driving tour. And so once people see the Border Queen Harvest Hub and that gets embedded into their psyche, it was like, okay, if that logo is on that food or on that processing or wherever, I know it comes from that region. And then they can drive around and see where the farms are. And they can see where the processing plants are. And they can see where how the distribution is. You know, we'd ultimately like to have a nice refrigerated box truck that goes around that has a big Border Queen Harvest Hub logo on the side. So those are the ways that we connect.
Speaking of what makes this food hub exciting and unique, I wanted to ask both of you this. We can begin with you, Stacy. What is the most exciting thing about what you do with Border Queen Harvest Hub, and what is the most challenging?
They're both the same thing, which is helping people achieve their goals, because it's exciting when they set this goal and they see it realized and they're like, I can do this. I can really do this. And it's not a pipe dream. But then it's also challenging because they have this goal, but they want to do it the way they know how to do it and sometimes don't take direction. And that's a big challenge. And when you can get them past that hurdle and they achieve that goal, that is the most exciting.
And what about you, Rick?
Well, we've actually been talked to by the National Association of State Department of Agriculture's how to build these systems in other states in the nation. So the idea of this, and it's a both and. You know, I am a huge fan of big combines and big tractors. In fact, I'm sitting here in my little house and at my little office in Potwin, Kansas, and they're harvesting corn just across the railroad track from me. And there's dust flying over, there's some corn stalks, and I just love it. I love the farmers. I love the big, but I also love the small. And so what we do, we're a both and. And so these systems set up across the nation, really, it's a great way too for farmers to connect with consumers in new ways. You know, only 2% of the nation farm, and there's a whole lot of people who do not understand farming. And we think this is also another outlet for people to learn where their food comes from and learn the wonderful people. So when I started Shop Kansas Farms that night, April 28th of 2020, the mission was to connect you to the wonderful farm and ranch families of Kansas so you could purchase the food they raise. And that's still the mission 4 years later and will continue to be so.
Speaking of getting this one strong and keeping going, Rick, what would it take to begin a food hub like Border Queen Harvest Hub somewhere else in the state or region? Is it a copy and paste kind of thing, or does it take a bit more than that, and how so?
It takes a bit more than that, although there is a scalable and replicable model. So we've built this on the parallel tracks of economic development and community engagement. And so we've got the basis. However, we also understand that so much of leadership is adaptive. So it's not a technical manual that makes this happen, but there are adaptive processes. So there are certain things that we do, certain times that we do them, and certain ways that we, you know, will make this happen. We know it takes at least 2 years in conversations. We also, you know, communities can hire us to come in as consultants. And of course, that brings a plethora of resources and experience, as well as contacts. You know, we helped with the Oxford Farm Tour. And to a person, all the farmers are like, yeah, we wouldn't have had this kind of reach without you guys. You know, because what we bring to the table more than anything else, not anybody, but more than anything else, is 168,000 consumers have built this relationship. So we can replicate it and dial it down, but it is a 2-year process. And it's something that, you know, we have a unique model that, you know, we've copyrighted. And so it's branded and it's our model. And, you know, we know there are others working and have their different ideas and different models. And we support any of that, any and all of it. Really, when you look at it, it's a result of 13 years worth of work, especially in the last 4 years, some really brilliant other minds, not mine, other minds, especially with Farm Bureau and some of the resources that have come in and really strengthened this whole model. So yes, we can go other places, but it really just begins with, you know, a conversation. Come and sit down with, and Kylie and I can, or Megan and I, Megan Kramer with the Kansas Farm Bureau, who, by the way, Shop Kansas Farms would not be what it is without Megan Kramer. She came in, she'd been my editor for all those years in writing. When Shop Kansas Farms took off, she came in that first day, and her and Nancy Brown, they rescued the perishing, because I was just dying on the vine, but I didn't know how to handle that. So I say, to the day, the success and the model that Shop Kansas Farms has become is because of Megan Kramer and Nancy. And then Kylie's a recent hire and just fantastic. So we're a team. We'll come and visit with communities and answer questions and put the model out there and show what it looks like and what it's going to cost and the kind of things that we move along with it.
Is there anything else either of you'd like to add?
Sumner County Economic Development is very honored to be a part of this project. We completely understand the need for it. The successfulness of the project will help in eliminating food insecurities, especially if we have another pandemic. We will be a little more, I won't say a little bit more, we will be a lot better prepared and provide economic growth as well to our area. And it's not just Sumner County. We look at it as Sumner County, Cali County, Harper County, Kay County, Grant County, Oklahoma, because it is a region. And that's what we want, to help our communities, our county, and our neighbors.
Share the news. I mean, just share this as broad as you can with as many people as you can. Send this link out to your friends and shoot even send it to your enemies if you have any. We just want people to know about it and become aware so that they can truly support and help buy local. Now, we want them to shop in grocery stores because the local farmers supply that too. But we just also want them to be able to get to know the people who grow the food that are might be just a mile down the road.
That's Stacy Davis and Rick McNary with Border Queen Harvest Hub. Thank you both for coming on Inside Ag today.
Thank you, Neva. I really appreciate you giving us this opportunity.
Find more information about the Border Queen Harvest Hub and how it can impact you online using the link in the show notes. That's it for this episode of Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. If you enjoyed today's show, be sure to give us a like and share this with others.